Lucidata lead carrying follow-up progress notification of Palmer, PALM, ERI, SRIC, LU, LUE, date of birth 11-27-1936, place which HR village, data service 11-7-2023. Elderly female has been admitted, unable to take care of herself. She has a multiple medical problem, dementia, emotional dysfunction, behavior disturbance, and generalized weakness. Patient today, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Patient was also reported to have a right buttock pressure ulcers and has been evaluated by the wound team. She also has a sacral pressure ulcers. Stage 4 has been evaluated by the wound team also for those. Today, patient has no complaint lying on the bed. And an examination, patient is awake, forgetful, disoriented, blood pressure is 108 over 60, pulse 72, temperature 97 degrees Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 94%, neck supple, nasivity, chest non-tender, lungs. No wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels are positive, extremities. Sacral ulcer present, right buttock ulcer present, the dressing is intact. Neuro is awake, disoriented and confused. Assessment, patient has admitted with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, generalized weakness. Next line, sacral pressure ulcers. Next line, right buttock ulcers. Next line, dementia. Next line, hypertension. Next line, plan of care. Next line, will continue her current medication, local skin care as per moon team. And a mantra closely. Next patient. Phelp, P-H-E-L-P-S, Phelp Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A. Data service 11-7-2023. Data birth for this patient is 8-12-1964. Patient seen today, follow-up at the subacute nursing rehab. Patient has a COPD, all these medical problems, peripheral vascular disease, peripheral arterial disease, hypertension, pulmonary hypertension. She's oxygen dependent, long-term. She's a stage 4 group COPD group D by GOLD criteria, G-O-L-D criteria, fibrosis of the lung, hypertension. Has been seen by pulmonary at University of Maryland. Today she has no headache, dizziness, nausea, and vomiting. On examination, patient is awake. She's cooperative, lying on the bed. She's oxygen on. Blood pressure is 130 over 60. Pulse 96. Temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit. Respiration 18. Pulse ox 98% on oxygen. Rural system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal pain. Assessment, patient is admitted with the COPD, next line, deconditioning due to multiple medical problem. Acute exacerbation COPD with chronic COPD, next line, hypertension, next line, GERD, next line, coronary artery disease, history of depression, history of fibrosis of the lung, history of lung nodule, peripheral vascular disease, plan of care, continue all her current medication, reviewed lab, reviewed, and discussed with the nursing staff. Next patient. Thomas, T-H-O-M-P-A-S, T-H-O-M-P-A-S, Thomas Flora. Date of birth 2-3-1929, place, future case, Charles Village, Patient seen today follow-up in the subacute rehab. Patient has been admitted with multiple medical problems. The 94-year-old female with history of AFib, COPD, six sinus syndrome, hearing impairment, hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, ambulatory dysfunction. Today she's lying on the bed and has any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, and no fever, no chills on examination. Patient is awake, lying on the bed. She is forgetful. Blood pressure is 128 over 70, pulse 80, temperature 96.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 94%. Next upper, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, no wheezing, heart testiness 2, abdomen is soft, non tender, pulse from past 2 extremities. Edema present, both legs. Neuro, she's awake, forgetful, and disoriented. Assessment, patient has admitted to the nursing rehab. The patient has multiple medical problems. Status post, fracture right femur. Status post surgery, next line. History of atrial fibrillation, next line, bilateral leg DVT, next line. History of rheumatoid arthritis. Next line.